paragraph Vov. V'sebechinas psichas pihosin. This is one of about 5 or 10 places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal gives a fantastic explanation of the story about the donkey speaking. The case of with Bilam, where he hit the donkey a few times until finally the donkey opened up its mouth and spoke to him and reprimanded Bilam in front of all of his people and everything, that whole story. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us incredible clarity in understanding what happened there. Shehi Plio Nizgova. This is an incredible, wondrous thing, strange thing. She'osos Hashem Yisporach Nes Niflo V'noira Kozeh, whereby Hashem performed such an incredible, unusual miracle. K'may Shomru B'medrash, as the Medrash tells us, She'psichas Pi Ha'osain Hoya Nes Sheloi Hoya Kamoyu Boilam, that Hashem giving this donkey the ability to speak to human beings is an example of a miracle that never had ever occurred before. There was never such an incredible miracle. Kidaiko al yidei nes haniflo v'anoir hazeh, ikem HaKadosh Baruch Hu es piv shel Bilam Arosho lafoich miklol olavrocha. Because it was specifically as a result of this incredible miracle of the donkey opening its mouth and reprimanding Bilam, that's what ended up resulting in Bilam's curses being reversed into blessings. Because through these events, Hashem showed the world the incredible power of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Bechinas HaTzadik Wemes, who is an example of the true Tzadik, Sheyochoy Lahalois Kol Hadiburim Shemedabrim HaChelkim, who has the ability to elevate and rectify all of those words that come out of the foul mouths of those who speak against Tzadikim, Bibizyonois V'chirufim Kweila, with all kinds of insulting, disrespectful words, Lafoich HaKoy Levrocha, to turn it all around completely into a blessing, Lasvis Mehem Halochais Kanal, to be able to derive Torah, Halochais, from these insulting words of these people who are chaylik against the tzaddikim. Kikvar Mavoyera, because we've already explained, Shekefi Kedushas Ha'odom Betaiva HaKlolius, that to the degree that a Jew is zeichet to be religious and holy when it comes to dealing with issues between men and women in that area, both in thought, in speech, and in action, kein zeichet levarer ha-halochoi shel Torah shebal peh. That's what determines that person's ability to succeed in understanding the Torah shebal peh correctly. Shehein bechinas rochel. The Torah Shebal Peh is compared to a rochel, a sheep. Bechinas isho yiras Hashem. And we know that the Torah Shebal Peh is also referred to as isho yiras Hashem, the woman, the female, kavyochol. Aval bevadai lav kolodom zoichel ozeh b'shleimus. However, it is definitely a fact that not every Jew is zeiche to do this to perfection, to be perfect in the area of tikkun abris and shmiras abris, to be zeiche to watch every thought in his mind, not to be thinking any kind of illicit thoughts, not to look where he's not supposed to, not to speak to women in any improper way, not to have any improper kind of relationship with other women, and even, as we'll see soon, even with his own wife. Exactly, bishleimus. Kia al kain, therefore, hatikun shel kol bnei odom hu rak al yedei hatzadik wemes. Therefore, since all Jews, even the most religious Jews, are not perfect in this area, therefore the only tikun for all of Klal Yisrael is the tzadik wemes, the true tzadik, shezoich loze betachlish hashleimus, who is zeiche to achieve the highest level of success in the area of tikkun abris, k'moy Moshe, like Moshe Rabbeinu, v'Yaakov Avinu, v'Dovid HaMelech, v'chulu, and the other tzaddikim of that caliber, at shekol zivugeyim hoyo bebchinas chibuk v'nishuk v'zivug. to the point where these great tzaddikim, any contact that they had with women, with their own wives, was on the level of chibuk, nishuk, zivug of the Shekhinah, Hamavura b'kisvei Arizal u'b'Zohar HaKodesh, which is explained throughout the writings of the Arizal and in the Zohar HaKodesh, Shebir Rabbeinu Zal, which Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 12 on Likutei Moharan, Shezeh Naseh al Yidei Shemavarer Hatzadik Hadiburim Shemedabram Olav HaCholkim, that this chibuk, nishuk, and zivug is accomplished when the tzaddik has the ability of taking the words of these people who insult him and speak against him and sorting out those words and processing those words and turning them into halachos. Umi shenichlal umechubor lahatzadik hazeh, and any person who becomes part of that tzaddik and becomes really solidly attached to that tzaddik, who mesaken umale gamoisoi, the tzaddik fixes that person and elevates that person also, at shezoicha lahalocha brura, to the point where that person also receives a clarity, the ability to understand the Torah correctly, including the Torah Shebal Peh, and to be able to derive all the proper things from it. Me'achar shekol toirosoi v'chol hanhogoisov v'chol chiyusoi v'kiyumoi hakol mimenu. Because of the fact that this person who really, really becomes attached to the tzaddik, all of his Torah and all of his behavior, every single thing he does for himself, with his wife and kids, with everything, in his whole source of life, all of his energy, in his existence, hakoil mimenu, is all from the tzaddik. Now, Rav Nosson Zal here is describing Rav Nosson Zal. That's who he's describing. He's describing and defining the definition, what is called really coming close to and attaching yourself to and being nichlal in the tzaddik. This question comes up all the time, and it came up just recently, this morning. I had a conversation with a special person from Ramat Beit Shemesh, a doctor who's been coming close to Breslov, and he was there. He just finished learning a pamphlet that was written by Reb Shmuel Horowitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, one of the great, great lead tzaddikim in Breslov of the previous generation. This pamphlet is called, I think, either His Skarvus or His Dapkus to the Tzaddik. And in this pamphlet, Reb Shmuel Horowitz takes off the kid gloves and he tells it like it is. He really spells out how serious a part this is of Yiddishkeit, how a person can't really be an authentic Jew without being seriously attached to and connected to the true tzaddik. Here, Rav Nosson Zal, in two lines, is summarizing, he's shrink-wrapping that pamphlet and this whole topic, telling us what is the definition of really, really attaching oneself to the true tzaddik. Rav Nosson Zal says again we're talking about a person where all of his Torah, whatever he's learning, if he's learning Gemara, Chumash, Navi, Halacha, once he connects to the tzaddik, everything he's learning, he's looking at it through the eyes of the tzaddik. It's not that when he's learning Likutei Moharan, he's Breslov, and when he's learning Navi, he's Jewish, you know, there's Breslov and there's Judaism. That's not called really attached to the tzaddik. When a person really, really attaches himself to a Rebbe, it means that from that point on, I am no longer using my eyes or my ears. I'm looking through the eyes of the tzaddik. Everything I'm doing, I'm filtering through the tzaddik. My tefillah is through the tzaddik. I'm talking to Hashem. It's with Biskashrus. I am never alone anymore. Just like a Jew is never alone, Gam Kielch Begeit Samovis Lirot Ki Ato Imodi Hashem is with me. A person who is properly connected to the tzaddik is never alone. He is with the tzaddik 24/7. Vayaminu Bashem uvamoishavdoi. You believe in Hashem. You believe Hashem is 24/7. You believe that the commitment to the tzaddik is the same exact 24/7. And Rav Nosson Zal says it to the point where all of his Torah and all of his behavior and his sole source of life and existence is all coming from the tzaddik. A person like that, the tzaddik elevates him to a place where when that person is learning, that person learns it's halacha brura. He's zoche to read the Torah properly because, again, he's not reading it. He's reading it through the eyes and brain and of the tzaddik. That's why Rav Nosson Zal said about himself, the Rebbe's moyach und mein moil, that all of my sforim are Rabbeinu Zal's brain and my mouth. Notice that once he became attached to Rabbeinu Zal, every aspect, all 100 billion cells, nerve cells and everything, every single one of them he made sure was tied into and plugged into Rabbeinu Zal. And that's what gave him the ability, when he learned Torah Shebal Peh, come out with Halacha Brura, with the Likutei Halachos that we have. Aval Bilam, Hoyo HaHefech Mamish Mizeh, whereas Bilam is the exact opposite of this. Shepogam betavois of kolkach, he messed himself up so much with his evil desires, at shenofa letaiva hazois kolkach, to the point where he became so steeped in illicit relations, in garbage with men and women, at sheosa maise ishusim habehema, to the point where he went past that. He went past women. He went into bestiality, into having relations with his donkey. Verotzo lahamshich bechinas hanishuk vahazivug lemato lemato. And therefore, he wanted to take these holiest items. The Zohar Kodesh and the Arizal speak about the union between Hashem and the Shekhinah, the deep, deep, deep connection and the extraordinary holiness and purity and light that's found in the hugging and in the kissing and in the mating that takes place in spirituality between Hashem and the Shekhinah. Bilam wanted to draw that down into the toilet bowl and then pass that all the way down to take it as far down as it could possibly go. Loi bilvad la taiva begashmius, not only into materialistic physical desire. Shafilu, now look at these next words. Shafilu haksherim shenoiflim la taiva hagashmius beheter, whereby even the religious people who are not 100% tzaddikim, and therefore, in their relationships, in their kosher relationships with their wives, there still is taiva gashmi involved, there still is physical pleasure involved. Not only they, tzrichen tikun godoil, al yidei atzadik hagodoil anal, not only they cannot consider themselves great, great tzaddikim because they follow the halacha perfectly and they know the halachas and this, that, but as long as a person hasn't elevated himself to a level where he has been able to negate the taiva gashmi completely and his whole connection between men and women is purely a spiritual connection and his mind, his thought is totally, totally plugged into Hashem, until a person is on that level, Rav Nosson Zal tells us here, that person needs a major tikkun through the great tzaddik. At sheyale hakoyel sharoshoy, where the tzaddik will be able to elevate all of that person's actions to its source, which is lebechina zivug v'nishuk ho'elyoin, to the spiritual zivug and nishuk, which is where our zivug and nishuk is supposed to be plugged in. But because 99.9% of us are not on a level to be able to do that completely, that's why it is so important for us, the most religious people, must come on to the true tzaddik, because of the fact that there's still some taiva gashmi by us that requires tikkun godoil, major tikkun, which can only be achieved by the true tzaddik. Someone sent me an email recently. Someone from England who got involved in Breslov and learning and everything. And he said that he has a big question, a big problem. He understands how Breslov applies to Balei Tshuva, or people who are all, you know, in the filth and in the mud and this and that. But many of the people he has contact with are people who are basically good religious people. And it seems that a lot of this Breslov stuff doesn't relate to them at all. They're not into bad thoughts and illicit relations. So where's the connection? This line is the answer to that person. Rav Nosson Zal makes it 100% perfectly clear that based on the Torah, based on the Gemara, based on Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, they tell us where a Jew is supposed to be, what a level of purity and holiness a Jew is supposed to be at, every Jew. And since almost all of us are not there, and just about can't get there, therefore there is no Jew that can leave home without his being seriously connected to the true tzaddik who is there, and therefore has the ability to take my actions, which are imperfect, whether it's 3% imperfect or 98% imperfect, both require major tikkun, which can only be accomplished by the true tzaddik. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein, how much more so? Horishoim, shenoflu la'averos, chas shalom rachman aslan, people, Jews who are rishoim, who have actually committed sins in this area, shetikunam koshe me'oid, where to rectify their sins is very, very difficult, kayadua b'kol hasforim, as is known throughout all the Sifrei Musar and Chassidus and Kabbalah, rak im zoiche lehiskarev b'chayov letzadik kozeh sheyesh loy koyach anal, and it's only if such a person is zoiche during his lifetime in this world to become close to a tzaddik of this caliber who has this ability, yochoy lesaken gom oyser kanal, that tzaddik has the ability even to correct a Jew who committed sins in this area, mamish sins. Avol bilom horosho nofal letayvo horo azois kolkach. However, Bilam, on the other hand, this super wicked Russia, fell so far down into this terrible taiva of Pegama Bris, at she'osa maise ishusim behema, to the point where this person lived like a man lives with a woman, he lived with his donkey the same way. V'cholak ma'oid al Moshe, b'chinas atzadik emes. And he was very, very opposed to and very against Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to topple Moshe Rabbeinu. U'betumosoi horo hisgaber kolkach, and with his evil impurity, he became so powerful, he was so strong, sherotzo lahamshich hadibur hakodosh shel Torah shebaal peh l'shon, to the point where he wanted to take the dibur, the words which originate from Torah Shebaal Peh, and pull it all the way down, at shehoyo loy koyach bepiv ledaber soro al atzadik emes b'chinas Moshe, to the point where he had the power with his mouth to speak evil against the tzadik emes Moshe Rabbeinu ulecharef ulegadef, and to curse. Ki rotzo lahafoich kol diburi haTorah Shebaal Peh, he wanted to take all the words of the Torah Shebaal Peh, which are the source of speech in this world. That's where all speech comes from in this world. Jewish and lahavdil non-Jewish speech, it all originates from the source of speech, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh. He wanted to make it shiyanase etzloi mei Torah Shebaal Peh. He wanted that from the Torah Shebaal Peh should be generated a peh. That's the second word, a mouth, ledaber osok, to speak against the tzaddik, shehu b'chinas klola, which is the form of a curse, al hatzaddik ho'emes va'anoshov, against the true tzaddik and his people, shehim b'chinas Moshe uklal Yisrael, who are represented by Moshe Rabbeinu and the entire Jewish community at that time. Moshe Rabbeinu was the tzaddik emes of his generation. His people, his students, were Klal Yisrael at that time. But Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing this takes place in every single generation.